Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. When I am asked, what am I religiously? I respond that I am a Christian. Well, usually that's followed by being asked, of which denomination do I belong? Well, I respond, absolutely none. I am simply a Christian, a member of the Lord's church, the one that's revealed in the New Testament. Now, this is difficult for some to grasp, having learned nothing but error. The Lord's church began on the day of Pentecost, the gospel being heard throughout the world by Colossians 1 and verse 23. Its growth was rapid. It was extensive. We read of its growth in the book of Acts. And from a very small beginning to something greater than any earthly empire. And its growth alarmed both the Jews and the Romans who persecuted that way, but found the suppression of it could not stop its growth. It was impossible to stop. Now, many factors contributed to the growth, primarily the preaching of the word, the work of Paul and other apostles, but also the name Christian. Now, before Paul, who was known as Saul of Tarsus, was converted, he contributed unintentionally to the growth of the church as a persecutor of the church, which caused Christians to scatter. But as they scattered, they took the gospel wherever they went. Yes, Saul persecuted the church. He did it in all good conscience. But he was actually persecuting Christ, Acts 9 and verse 4. He did much more after his conversion, of course, to spread the gospel of Christ, God using him to carry the gospel both to Jew and Gentile. And he suffered greatly for the cause he once persecuted. The last half of the book of Acts records his missionary labors. But the name Christian, that contributed to the growth of the church. That name appears three times in the New Testament. Once spoken by Agrippa to the Apostle Paul when he said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian," Acts 26:28. It was used by Peter when writing to Christians under persecution, urging them not to be ashamed of being a Christian, but rather to glorify God in this name or in this behalf, 1 Peter 4 and verse 16. But it was first used to identify disciples of Christ in Acts chapter 11, in the city of Antioch, where it is said, the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. James does mention the worthy name by which you are called, James 2 and verse 7, but he doesn't specifically use the name Christian, although this is that to which he referred. From what source came this name of identification for those who followed Christ? Friend, the name Christian was not a name assumed by Christians for themselves. They generally referred to themselves as disciples, or the saints, believers, followers, learners, brethren, generic terms that could be used by any group, referring to those that followed any particular persuasion. But they were called Christians by someone. They were not called this by the Jews. The name Christian includes Christ, and Christ means Messiah. The Jews denied that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah, and they certainly would not have called his followers by such a name. In fact, they considered Christians to be nothing more than just a sect, Acts 25 and verse 5. They never considered Christians to be the children of Abraham, even though they actually are the children of Abraham spiritually, Galatians 3, 28 and 29. Now, there is no evidence either that the name is a nickname given in derision by the enemies of Christ. This name received apostolic approval. It was not to be worn in shame, but a name by which to glorify God, a worthy name, not a derogatory nickname. Such a derogatory nickname would not have been approved by the Christians and by inspired men. In Isaiah 62 and also Isaiah 65, Isaiah foretold how God would give his people a new name. And that would be done when both Jew and Gentile would be included. And as we read the history of the early church, when we come to Acts chapter 11, the gospel had been taught to both Jew and Gentile. In fact, the church in Antioch was composed of both. Furthermore, the word translated called is only used to denote an action of deity. It refers to those being named, identified, a very specific appellation, and it came from God, not from any man. And like the Herodians, Marxists, Lutherans, Calvinists, Christians are named after their leader. Christ is the leader of Christianity. Christians are named after their leader. And the word Christ simply means the anointed one, the Messiah. These are titles of Jesus. And the name brings honor to Christ. It denotes one as a follower of Christ. It shows party loyalty to his church and unity and fellowship with those of the common bond, showing that they are the same people. No matter what nationality, gender, color, culture, social status, or any other such barriers that are noted in the world, Christian is the name of identification to one who adheres to and conforms to the doctrine of Christ. Well, what about other religious names? Well, friend, I ask, why would anybody who says he believes the Scriptures want to wear any name that does not have God's approval or God's authority for wearing it? It seems so inconsistent and irrational to do so. The many names that people wear religiously, the denominational names, they're all divisive. In fact, they're cultish, and they're in contradiction to the teaching of the Apostle Paul, such as in 1 Corinthians 1:12-13. Now, there be some who say that various names do not matter, that names are of no consequence. Evidently, the Holy Spirit did not think so, or Paul would not have written as he did. Who says they don't matter? Friend, I suggest to you, the only ones who say that names do not matter are those who have the wrong names. That is, names which have no authority from the Bible to be worn. Why are not those who profess to be followers of Christ content to wear the name Christian without all the other divisive human appendages that men have attached to themselves? But just who is a Christian? It is quite obvious that not all that this world calls Christian is Christian according to the New Testament. One is not a Christian simply because he believes that Jesus is the Son of God. There were people who believed in Jesus, even as devils do, but who turned from him. Who would dare call them Christians? And truly, the term is used so loosely today that great reproach has been brought on the name of Christian by the antics of many who say they are Christians, but they are not following the doctrine of Christ. It is used so often in an anti-scriptural way. And we should speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. Every kind of church and doctrine and practice, idea, position, and tradition imaginable has been labeled Christian, but we have no right to call something or someone Christian that does not conform to the doctrine of Christ. Now, men can be saved, but they can be saved by no other name, Acts 4:12. And this truth brought Christians into early conflict with both the Jews and the Romans of the first century. It brings Christians into conflict with other religions today, including denominational religions. Being a Christian demands obedience to Christ. It begins with the word being preached and heard and believed and obeyed in repentance and confession of faith in Christ and baptism into Christ. And upon being added to the church, upon that obedience, Christians are to live that special kind of life that imitates Christ. Christians are made so by the Word of God. Christians are the citizens of the kingdom of God, Colossians 1:13. The Word of God is the seed of the kingdom, Luke 8:11. No seed, no kingdom, no kingdom, no Christians. The Word, which is the seed, must be planted by teaching into the honest and good heart, and when that is done, it will produce a Christian. The same as it did when planted in the first century. It takes something other than the Word to produce followers of other religions and the denominations. When that which is sown are the tares of human doctrines and creeds and such like, it produces something other than the Christians after the New Testament order. We are urged to receive the word by which we are saved, James 1 and verse 21. We are purified by obedience to the truth, which is the word of God, 1 Peter 1, 22-23. And it is significant that there is recorded in the New Testament no conversion to Christ separate and apart from the word of God. In every instance, without exception, the gospel was preached, it was believed, it was obeyed. Therefore, we must conclude that there is no separation from the word and being a Christian. But let us turn back to our opening comments about what is one is religiously. And to what denomination does one belong? Friend, may I persuade you? You ought to simply be a Christian. Not this kind of Christian or that kind of Christian, but simply a Christian. This is what is right. You ought not belong to any denomination, because they do not exist by the authority of God. In fact, they are contrary to the doctrine of Christ. You should belong simply to the Lord's church, the church that belongs to Christ. It's called the Church of Christ in Scripture. All can be simply Christians. All can be in His one church. After all, it is to Christians to whom the promises of heaven are extended after a life of faithful service unto God through Him. And what a glorious blessing it is to be called a Christian and to be a Christian. And we need not so live as to bring reproach upon this holy name that honors Christ. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.